In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, when starting October, the month of October, we also start the season or the month dedicated to our Blessed Virgin Mary, and for the whole time of October, we will have each day the Common Rosary and the devotion for her honor. But today we commemorate also the feast of the 1st of October, the feast of Saint Remigius. It was this holy Archbishop of Reims who converted the king of the Franks called Clovis. And in this way, Saint Remigius made what was to become the Kingdom of France, the first Catholic state in the west of Europe. When King Clovis was on his way from his palace to the church to be baptized, he was so impressed with all the elaborate ceremonies and ornaments that he asked Bishop Saint Remigius whether this was the kingdom of God which had been promised to him should he embrace the Catholic faith. "No, sire," replied Saint Remigius, "this is not the kingdom I promised you, but the way that leads thereto." This good bishop in this way well informed the king and us that the Church, with all her great ceremonies and sacrament, is still something which is due one day to disappear, because only in heaven will everything be restored to such as it was originally planned by God when he first time created the world and men. Although Saint Remigius is remembered from many great acts and miracles, the thing for which I admire this God's saint the most was his magnificent patience. In his charity, he once stored up a large quantity of grain as a provision for the famine which he foresaw was imminent. But some evil persons, out of envy for the good of their neighbors, set fire to Saint Remigius' granaries. The saint, as soon as he heard the bad news, mounted his horse and hastened to put out the fire and prevent a public calamity. But seeing that the flames had surrounded everything and that it was impossible to prevent their progress, he calmly got off his horse. Then, because it was very cold, he started to warm himself at the heat of the flames and observed with great calmness, "A fire is always pleasant." Have you ever felt that when something does not go according to your plans, you let yourself in the mercies of your temperament? Anger is by nature a serious matter, and it is usually only those with authority who are entitled to show anger. You remember that Jesus drove those evil people out of the temple who desecrated its sanctity by doing business there. So if you are disobedient or lazy or in some way neglect your duties, it's natural that your parents will correct you with anger and showing thus the seriousness of obedience. But to lose one's temper in a case which avails nothing shows serious lack of patience. There was a famous 2nd century Roman doctor called Galen who has left us a story that while he was still a very young child, he happened one day to see a man who, approaching the entrance of a house, tried to open it in great haste, but because the key would not work and all his efforts and schemes availed him nothing, he got into such a rage that his face was all on fire. He gnashed his teeth and stamped on the ground. Then, as if the door was guilty of standing in his way, he began to kick it like a madman, and next, venting his fury on the key, he was seen to gnaw it like a dog. Nor did his madness stop even here, for lifting up his darkened eyes to heaven, and with ferocious contortions of his lips, he started to utter terrible blasphemies against God, foaming at the mouth like a lion, and bellowing like a bull. Galen says that, child as he was horror-struck at this sight, for he seemed to be looking upon a wild beast, despoiled of all reason and sense of humanity, rather than upon a man. And the sight inspired him with such an abhorrence of anger that no one ever saw him angry throughout the whole course of his life. How much the great example of Saint Remigius console us by a wondrous instance of patience, of which he gave proof when evil men set fire his granaries, for which he had worked so much, and which were meant to help the hungry people. It wasn't even that this temporal loss had fallen on him by chance, as in the case of jammed door, but it was evil people who had deliberately despoiled the fruits of his hard work. And with remarkable patience, he kept his calmness. He kept his dignity, and even showed a sense of humor, telling how great it is to have a fire to keep you warm in a cold night like this. Saint Paul wrote that anger, when showed when it's not due, is something what excludes from heaven. So pray often for yourself the virtue of patience, to carry with ease all the difficulties you face in life. Anger springing from pride, envy, or jealousy is directly opposed to the Spirit of Christ and the Gospel, and it is the humbleness and patience so greatly shown in the life and actions of Saint Remigius by which we can separate the Spirit of Christ from the spirit of the world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.